Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to In Bloom Podcast, or welcome back if you're returning. My name is Abby Aslin, and I'm the host of this podcast. How's everyone doing this week? I, for one, have had just like a week from hell. I don't really know where everybody else is at and if this has been like a universal experience this week, but it's been a rough one. And this week's episode, I'm just going to be sharing like my current obsessions, like things I'm loving, fall favorites, that kind of thing. Some of them are like fall focused, but then some of them aren't. I honestly haven't like immersed myself into the season enough yet and to do like an entire episode of fall favorites, but I did incorporate the things that like are related to fall that I'm loving. So that will be sprinkled throughout for the festive spirit, and the rest of it's just kind of like, you know, my typical like home related favorites, like lifestyle type of things, clothes, like anything like that, books, life, just things I like am enjoying in my life right now, like that kind of thing. So I just thought it'd be a fun, lighthearted episode for me to do because I just don't have the, I didn't have the emotional energy to like plan something more intense this week. And I feel like a lot of my like last episodes have like been very like, I don't know, I always put a lot into them, obviously, because like I plan for them. But the last handful of episodes, I feel like have been a lot more emotionally involved on my end. Like it's required me to do a lot of getting like beneath the surface and like just being comfortable saying things that like, you know, maybe a bit vulnerable or like whatever it may be. But all of that requires like emotional energy, and I simply do not have any emotional energy. My battery is dead. It is like plugged in, but it's not charging, if that makes sense. So my emotional battery couldn't handle planning out a emotionally invested episode this week. So I thought the favorites would be perfect. It's like a good timing because we're like, you know, just into the fall season and everything. And I know it's like still pretty hot in Houston. I'm thinking next weekend we might get a touch of fall weather, meaning the high is like 75 and then it'll probably be in the 80s again right after that. But hey, it's better than nothing. But yeah, before we get into the episode, it's just been a rough week. I'm recording this on Sunday, the day before the episode goes out. Alabama obviously lost in football last night, which was devastating. We didn't deserve the win, though, so it's fine, but it was obviously sad. Never fun to see like your team lose, and obviously, as Alabama fans, we don't see that happen very often. So when it happens, we're very dramatic, but yesterday was also just tough because I took my first mock exam for audits. If you're new here and just not listening, or you haven't been listening, I am in the process of sitting for the CPA exam, and I take audit in 6 days, which is really scary. This exam has been really challenging for me. It's just very different than like the way my mind works and thinks. I'm a very like computational, analytical type of thinker. I do have like that creative capacity in my brain and everything, but I think a grasp like actual mathematical type of things a lot easier, where you can get to like a concrete answer, which is why I am a tax person and I'm not in audit, because audit is very subjective and it's like one of those things where it's just a bunch of qualitative stuff and, you know, your basically like your answer choices, you always have two. They're like technically right, but you just have to choose the one that's like more right. So it's a little frustrating. The exam didn't go horribly. It could have gone a lot better, but I just need to like know to not change my answers because I did that on a lot and I shouldn't have because it hurt me. So I did that yesterday morning, and then yesterday evening we had the Alabama football game. So it was just a rough day because, you know, I took that mock exam and my stress was at like an all-time high. I had like a literal breakdown after I like went over what I got wrong and everything and went through it. I was just like on my period this week, so it's like super moody, but I had like this whole like breakdown. It was one of those breakdowns, which these are the only kind of breakdowns I have because y'all know I don't let myself feel my emotions and I just let them stack up until I explode. So that's like what happened yesterday. So I had like all of this stuff built up and, you know, I was just like, I miss my friends so much, like my college friends that I just like don't see anymore. And you know, like my friends from home and just basically anybody I don't have here, you know, obviously I'm missing them so much and just missing like my life and like actually enjoying like getting up in the mornings and looking forward to my day. I miss that feeling so much because I quite honestly just don't really feel it that often because studying is so draining. Like when it's all you're doing every single day and like knowing that that's going to be the next, you know, 2 months too is just like brutal every single day. Like I literally don't take a day off anymore. Like I did at first when I first started studying for reg and everything, and then I was like, this is so much more efficient if I just like do it every day instead of having to like double up on days and stuff. But so yeah, I just was missing my friends. I was just so upset that like just the way I feel about life and, you know, stressing about not passing, because then when I think about not passing, I'm like, oh my gosh, that sets me back because I don't even get this score back for almost a month, which so I'll be so far into studying for the next exam when I find out if I pass this one or not. And then if I have to retake it, I'm gonna have to like backpedal, restudy. So I'm like sitting here thinking of all these what ifs, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, and if I don't pass, then, you know, that I'm gonna have to like give up the podcast and YouTube for a little bit when I start work because I'll be behind. And I'll be having to take these exams and I can't work and take the exams and have the full-time job of doing, you know, YouTube and podcasting all in one. And that's like so hard to give up when it's like your passion and like what provides you like the most like joy and fulfillment. And it's actually like literally pays more than like what my job will pay. It's like, why would I want to give that up? So I'm like sitting here thinking of all the what ifs. And of course, it's like this domino effect in my brain where I'm like, oh my gosh, if I don't pass, then this happens and this happens. And then like, this is going to be really hard and all this stuff. And just I was getting frustrated because I just remembered like some of my friends taking the CPA exams throughout grad school. And I felt like they were like so chill about it and just had a very relaxed mindset. You know, they like probably studied like 10 hours a week maybe and just went into it and like passed them on the first try. And here I am like studying like 8 hour days, like sometimes more, sometimes less. And, you know, just feeling so like crippled by this exam. Like it's just like crippling like everything about me, like my anxiety, my happiness, everything. And it sucks. So I'll like think about that. And I'm like, how were they able to do that? Because I'll get frustrated because then I'm like, I can't let myself accept that risk of like, if I don't give it my all, I like can't really do it. Like I'm not capable of doing things if I can't give them my 100%. And I'd rather like give my 100% and like feel good about it at the end of the day and know I tried my best than just kind of like, you know, go through it and hope for the best. Like I'm just not, you know, that risky, I guess. So basically this whole breakdown about all of that and just getting frustrated, just started like bawling my eyes out. I was like, this is way too much. Like I literally cannot handle this. And then obviously after I cried, I felt a lot better, kind of like come back down the earth type of thing. And I was just like realizing, I was like, my mindset is just so terrible because of this exam and just like the process. Like I truly feel the whole misery loves company type of thing because it's like, I get so mad. Like I was telling my brother and my boyfriend this yesterday, but like I literally will see people like having a good time on social media, like having fun in their life, like traveling, seeing friends, like all this stuff. And I get so angry. And like, I'm not the type of person to like feel that way. Like, if you know me, like I'm, you know, very like unbothered when it comes to like comparing myself to like other people's lives on social media and everything. But this exam has like ruined me in my mindset to where I'm like, no, this is not fair. Like, these people literally get to enjoy their life and have fun. Like, that's not fair. And I just like get mad and I'm like, I get mad at those people. I feel like, you know, subconsciously, and I'm just like, it's not fair. And I just want the people, you know, I feel like my attitude and my energy, I'm like bringing the people around me down. And I mean, when I say the people, I'm pretty much mean like Griffin, cause that's like my boyfriend, all that I really see day in and day out most of the time. And then I, you know, occasionally see a friend on the weekend. So I try not to like be negative in that aspect, but like if you're constantly in my presence, like you're probably going to be getting a lot of that negativity because, you know, misery loves company. And like when you're just down and feeling miserable, like you want other people to like relate to you and like feel what you're feeling. So it's like, that's why I'm getting mad at these people on social media, like having a good time, because I'm so stressed and like not having a good time. So I'm like, somebody please relate to me, because like I'm struggling. So that's just like an overview of how things have been since the last time I chatted with y'all. I didn't mean to go into like so much detail with it, but that's pretty much how things have been. And it's just been rough, and I'm really excited to like get this exam over with. Like, I've put in so much work, and like at this point I'm literally like, if I don't pass, then like something is seriously wrong with my brain, because there's no way I put in the amount of work I have for this exam and I don't pass. So I'm just like, I have to, like, there's no other option. So it's just kind of like what I'm telling myself. But anyways, let's go ahead and get into the quote, goal, and gratitude so we can hop into the episode. So this week's quote was from Pinterest. Surprise, surprise. The quote says, "You won't feel this way forever. The heaviness of a painful past that is hurting your heart will be replaced by the lightness of a hopeful future. There will be a new beginning and a new and stronger you to face the world. Some things will not be in your control, and the difficult days will feel like too heavy to carry on sometimes. But through it all, my friend, you will find your strength again and again." I really love this. I was actually going to do a different quote this week, and then I saw this one, and I was like, I think I was meant to see that. It's like one of those little moments, because it's just like what I needed to read. That's what I needed to be reminded of is, you know, like this, all of this, like right now is like so heavy, like what I'm going through. Like, it's very like painful. It is taking a toll on like my mental health, my physical health, my emotional health, literally everything. And it, like, I'm not even able to process any of like my actual feelings and like process the fact that I'm like living in a new city and literally about to start my career. I can't process any of that because I'm so consumed by this freaking exam. And all of that's really heavy. And, you know, I love how it just emphasizes how we have that new beginning, and, you know, we are stronger because of these like heavy, hard times when we go through these new beginnings. And, you know, like I said, some things aren't in our control, and the difficult days feel too heavy to carry sometimes. And that's literally how I feel. Like, some days I'm literally like, this is just too much. Like, I physically cannot get through another day like this. Like, it's just too tough. And I just get really upset, because then I remember like, wow, this is literally how it goes. Like, for each one of the four exams, it's like the 2 weeks before, I have about 5 days during the 2 week period right before my exam where I am like, this is too much and I just can't do this. And, you know, it just feels too hard to carry into the next day. And like, when I remember that I have to wake up and do all of that again the next day, and I'm like already that burnout, it's just like the most depressing feeling ever, you know, and it feels so heavy. And I love how it just, you know, it's that reminder, you'll find your strength again and again. And that's like so true, because I have those like moments on those days where I, you know, I'm extremely down, but like, I know I'm strong because like I let myself get really upset and like feel so down, but I don't let it defeat me. You know what I mean? Like, I will feel defeated and I will feel down and I'll feel heavy, but I don't let all of that defeat me, if that makes sense. Like, I let myself feel it, but I don't let it be the end all be all. And, you know, I let myself feel it and then just move on and like keep going. And, you know, everybody handles it differently. Like, I will get into it when I talk about my gratitude for this week, but that's pretty much the quote, and I just really loved it. But so I can get to the part of my gratitude this week where I can tell y'all what I'm talking about. But we need to go ahead and get to the goal so I can do that. But the goal for this week, I really just wanted to like trust myself with my like preparation for this exam. Since I take it Saturday, like, I really just need to trust that I've put in the work and like not doubt my ability to like go in and do well, and not doubt my like knowledge and the amount of effort I've put in, because this is like the time period where I either start like really doubting myself and what I know, and that starts really affecting like my confidence going into the exam, which totally makes a world of a difference, or I like can, you know, build myself up each day and just like do all I can in each day, like one day at a time up until the exam, and just do all I can and it'll be over soon. And reminding myself of that, and reminding myself of the more I just trust myself instead of like beating myself up, I'm more likely to have a better outcome. So I really just want to trust myself and the work I've put in this week and like remain confident in that. And then my gratitude for this week, I am very thankful that I have been like listening to myself, because that's something I'm not normally good at, I feel like. And I kind of like put my own needs on the back burner a lot. And something I've noticed in like the last week is I have actually been doing a pretty good job of like listening to myself and what my body needs. And what I was getting at with the quote is, you know, like you find your strength again and again. I really feel like, you know, I've listened to myself to where it's like, if I'm studying and, you know, I'm starting to get really burnt out or, you know, whatever it may be, I've like listened to myself and I'm like, okay, I need to step away for 30 minutes. And all of those little things, like of taking care of myself each time and, you know, stepping away when I need to, like listening to myself when, if I need to just like go outside for a couple minutes, or, you know, just listening to myself with like what I need that day, like what I want to freaking eat, that like, because my stress affects my appetite so much, like little things like that, like help build my strength, especially on these really hard days. So that's like something I'm just really grateful for this week, because I know that in the past, like that's not been a strength of mine. So I'm glad that like right now I'm at least kind of like coming around to having that in my life where I, you know, recognize my needs and listen to myself, because that's something I've been pretty poor at. But let's go ahead and get into the favorites. But before we get started, be sure to be following In Bloom Podcast on Instagram. It's just at In Bloom Podcast, and join the In Bloom Podcast Facebook group. Lots of good stuff going on in there. I'm actually wearing a t-shirt right now that I got from the Facebook group. I don't get on Facebook that often, but when I do, I try to like scroll through a little bit so I can like see what y'all are up to and everything in the Facebook group. And Art Designs by Allie, just A-L-I, she posted that she like made these shirts, and it's so cute. It's like a gray comfort colors t-shirt, and it has like a black little cowboy hat on like the chest, and it says howdy y'all, and then the back has like cowboy boots, and I'm trying to like look at it because I've been wearing it all day, so I don't remember what's on it. It has like cactus and cowboy boots and I think cowboy hats, if I remember correctly. And it's literally just so cute, and I saw it and I bought one. And I just saw that from the In Bloom Podcast Facebook group, so you never know when I'll get on and see if, you know, you have a small business or something, if I see it and I buy it or whatever. You never know. And also, I just like love chatting with y'all and connecting with y'all, so be sure to do that. And it's just a great time over there. And also, I think, just a little disclaimer, I know Anchor, which is like the podcasting platform I use, is allowing automated ads now. So I think that might be on this podcast episode. It may or may not be. I haven't even like looked at it yet. I just got the email that like it's enabled or whatever. So if y'all like hear more ads or whatever, that's why. But you know, that obviously like helps me a ton with like being able to like do this and keep doing this, and hopefully like it won't like cause a problem. Like I'm hoping I'm able to control like how many and like where they're at. So I haven't really played with that yet, but hopefully that'll be taken care of. But if something happens to go wrong in this episode that I don't know about with those automated ads, sorry in advance, but hopefully it'll all be good. So let's go ahead and get into the favorites. I'm going to start out with the like home related things, just like around my apartment, I guess you could say. So Little White Kitchen Co. Candles sent me a package to my P.O. box, and it's these really cute candles, and they are soy candles, and they smell so amazing. She sent me a S'mores Harvest Moon, and the other one's like an apple smell, but I can't remember the name of it. The apple one is the one I've burned the most. I think it's like apple cinnamon donut or something like that, and they smell so, so good. I've been absolutely loving them, and I'm so grateful for, you know, people who sent me stuff to my P.O. box. It's like the coolest thing ever, and I've been loving those, and I also have been loving the Trader Joe's candles. I am so happy to live by Trader Joe's because they have the little 10 candles. Like, they're small, but they're only like $3 or $4, I think, and the Harvest Apple one smells amazing, and the Vanilla Pumpkin one smells amazing. They're great for the season. My favorite thing is, like, I love apple scented candles in the fall. Just like the crisp, like clean smell of them is my favorite thing ever. And I love like the sweet, like pumpkin, vanilla type things too, especially on like a rainy, cozy day. But like for burning throughout the day, I really, really like love the crisp, like apple smell. And I also have two candles that I bought when I went home last weekend, and they are from the surf shop I worked at home, and they're like homemade, home poured candles or whatever. And I don't know, there's not like a sticker of the brand on them, but someone in Panama City makes them, I think. And one of them is apple scented, and I burned that one in the bathroom last night, and I can like still smell it this morning, and it hasn't even burned since last night, and it smells so good. So I've been loving all of those candles. I haven't really had to like go out and buy any besides the Trader Joe's ones, and then I got those at home last weekend just because they smell good. But thankfully, you know, I had those sent to me in my P.O. box, so those are what I've been burning. But I love, love, love candles. And I've been trying to, like, burn them in the morning and throughout the day because I feel like I normally only think to do it, like, at night after dinner. But I've actually, like, really been loving, you know, when I wake up in the morning, lighting one. I normally don't do that if I know I'm going to be leaving the apartment at some point during the day because I have this, like, fear of leaving a candle burning. And I just don't want to do that. So I typically will not burn one in the morning if I know I'm going to be leaving later. But if I know I'm going to be at home all day, you best believe I am burning a candle in the morning and leaving it on like throughout the day. The next thing is my artificial flower arrangement that I have like on my kitchen island. It's from My Artificial Garden. I've talked about it before. She sent me a like fall themed arrangement, and she gave me a code like for everyone to use, and I believe it's Abby10. I don't know if it's still active or not, but you can get 10% off, and it's like a beautiful fake floral arrangement, which is great because, you know, regular flowers bring gnats in, and I love regular flowers, but I honestly have never been the one to like buy them consistently and keep up with them and everything. And honestly, having them on my kitchen island is hard because they don't really get much sunlight right there. So the artificial ones are perfect, and they're perfect for fall. There's like some black flowers and then just like different types of flowers, and it's a beautiful arrangement. It came in this like beautiful like amber colored jar, so it's like the perfect fall situation. So I'm still loving that. I know I've mentioned it before, but just had to shout it out again because y'all need to go support her because they're amazing. You don't have to worry about buying flowers all the time, and it's just like great because you can keep them like year over year and you don't have to go out and buy flowers, which is great for somebody like me. I've also been loving my like LED candles, which I have an Amazon storefront, and they are linked under like my new apartment part of my Amazon storefront, which I'll leave it in the show notes. I probably won't link everything in the show notes just because some of this stuff would be like really hard to find, and honestly I just don't have time to do that right now. But I will leave my Amazon shop because that should have a couple things I talk about. But I have these like LED like flame imitation candles, and when I bought them I didn't realize they did this, but they're different heights and they have like a fake flame on them, so they like sway like back and forth like a normal flame does. And I always get compliments on it when when people come over because they're like, oh my gosh, those are fake, and they like look so real. And I also have some that like don't have the flame, but they're just fake LED candles in my bedroom. And I've just been loving those too because they just like add to a cozy vibe without lighting more candles and using up candles. So I've just been really loving that. Next, I got a PR box the other day from, it was kind of like a thank you for working with Urban Outfitters. And it was like a thank you kind of box, PR box from working with Urban Outfitters over the summer. And it was like a coffee and clothes and Urban Outfitters like little collab box. And they sent me like coffee beans and a coffee scoop and all this stuff, and it's like so cute. But they sent me the Urban Outfitters little like amped, I think it's called the amped fleece blanket, and it's like a marigold yellow color, and it's like the color of my couch. So it's like funny because it like on my couch it just blends in with it, and it's not like a blanket I would have thrown over my couch. But I've been wanting a fall colored blanket to kind of toss at the end of the bed. And it's perfect because it's like a fall, like marigold yellow type of color. It doesn't really match the throw pillows I have, but I don't really care right now. But it's literally so soft. And one of my friends years ago was telling me that she had the blanket, and she was like, it's so soft, you need to get it. And I just never like bought it because I was like, I have plenty of blankets, I don't need one, whatever. And then it was in that PR box, and it's literally the softest and like coziest thing ever. Like, honestly, giving my Barefoot Dreams blanket a run for its money, because like Barefoot Dreams is like a different kind of soft, if you know what I mean. Like, I just got a small one from Nordstrom Rack on sale for like $35. I'm not gonna spend $200 on the real thing or however much it is, but it's like that one's like very soft and it's not like a heavy like thick blanket, but like this one's like very like cozy, like shaggy type of soft. Shaggy is not the right word, but It does shed a little, but my friend said that it stops shedding once you like wash it once or twice. So that's really good to know. But I love that. I literally got it in the mail like 2 days ago and I've been using it like nonstop when I've been using blankets. Next is a cinnamon broom. So I've never had one of these and I went to Trader Joe's last week and they had them and I was like, I want this so badly. I had no idea where I was going to put it. And it was really cheap. I want to say it was like less than $5. Definitely no more than $5, I don't think. But I brought it home and I like have it propped up against the full length mirror I have in the bedroom. And it literally smells so good. Like I didn't think it would actually give off like that strong of a cinnamon smell. But like I wake up in the morning and I just smell cinnamon and it's the best thing ever. And I love it. Like it's just like the perfect little touch. Like because one, it like obviously looks very like fall vibes and it's kind of like in a fall decorated part of the room. And I just love the smell of it. And I love like when I walk into the room after I haven't been in it all day and I just smell the cinnamon broom. It's so great. I absolutely love it. Highly recommend if you have a Trader Joe's, go get you a cinnamon broom. And if you don't want like a giant one, and I say giant, it's really not that big. It's probably like 3.5 feet tall. But they have like really tiny ones that you could like put on your desk or something if you don't want like the whole get up. But that's that. Next, I've been loving my standing desk and my like standing desk mat. I got a standing desk. I know I talked about it a couple weeks ago in an episode from a brand deal from FlexiSpot. I worked with them in a YouTube video and it actually like wasn't even, it was like a gifted product type of brand deal, which typically like my YouTube management company, like any YouTube social media manager or whatever will advise you not to do any sort of like collaboration where you just get free product and you don't get paid for it and you're just like basically giving them exposure for free. And this one though, I was like, honestly, I don't care. Like a standing desk is something I need in my life. So I just agreed to it. And I love it. Like it's so great. It's been saving me from sitting at my desk all day because my tailbone will start hurting so bad from sitting like all day long. And I know it's not good for me to sit all day long. So having the standing desk has been a lifesaver with working and sitting at my desk all the time. And I was just wearing my little Adidas like memory foam slides to sort of like stand at the desk because standing barefoot's not comfortable and I didn't want to like put on like full on like tennis shoes or anything. But I ended up buying like this mat off Amazon and I'll make sure to leave that on my Amazon shop as well. But I love it because it has like little spots where you can put your feet to where you can like shift your weight when you stand. Cause I tend to like put all my weight on like one hip if I'm like standing and kind of like leaning on a desk in a way. So it's really great cause it kind of like helps with that and just like helps with your feet not really hurting. So you're able to stand like a lot longer. And next I've been loving, I have this little sleep spray from CVS when I worked with CVS a while ago and it's in like this blue glass little bottle and they sell it at CVS obviously. And it just has like Calm written in cursive on it, but I think it came in like a little box and it is like a chamomile lavender type of scent. And you could probably make it at home like yourself with essential oils or something. But I swear I've been spraying like two little spritz of it on kind of like above my pillows, like not directly on them, of course, and just kind of let it diffuse into the air, like from the ceiling fan. And I swear it helps me fall asleep because I was having the hardest time falling asleep like a month ago for like weeks on end. Like I just could not fall asleep even if I was taking like melatonin. And I don't know if it's that or if I'm just like genuinely just really tired now, but I've been able to fall asleep so quickly and something about it is just so relaxing. Like being able to smell that like right before I go to sleep just really like calms me down and I've been loving that. And next in the home section, I have the Method, which is like Target's brand of like cleaning and like home stuff. They have a Honeycrisp Apple all-purpose cleaner. And that's kind of like what I use to like wipe down kitchen counters and everything like that. And I like it so much more than like my Clorox wipes sometimes because Clorox wipes just kind of move stuff around. But like getting like a cloth and like using that cleaner works amazing and it's Honeycrisp apple smell, so y'all know I love it. I just talked about how much I love the apple smells and the candles, so the cleaner is the best because everything in my apartment is just like apple and it smells so good and it like makes me want to clean so I can like smell it, if that makes sense. And going off of that, I have the Dawn Power Wash, like the spray Dawn that I'm sure y'all have probably seen on like TikTok and everything like that. And I've actually had it since like July. I don't like hand wash my dishes often, but I normally have like one or two things every like load I do that I have to hand wash. And I use it for that. But I've literally had it since like July and I still have a decent amount left and it's like expensive, but I've literally had it since July. So I'm like, I don't even care. I spent like $5 or $6 on it. And yes, it's like a dish soap, but it's in a spray bottle and it's apple scented once again and it just smells so good. And I really love the way it cleans. Like it cleans really, really well, honestly. So I really love that. And like I said, it's lasted me a really long time because I bought it when I was in Tuscaloosa, like in my last month there. So I love that. And the last like little home thing I'll mention, I love the Myers brand of like the hand soaps and the dish soaps that come out in the season. I know that I really like the winter one. I can't remember what the name of it is, but right now I have the apple cider hand soap and it smells so good. And I've had the acorn spice one in the past, but I haven't seen that one around. But pretty much, like, I don't really go to Target that often. So when I do, I just, like, grab one to have, like, on deck because I love, like, the seasonal soaps. And I, like, love Myers hand soap in general. It's, like, so good. So that's all the home stuff. But getting into kind of, like, food I'm loving, and which I know is, like, a random thing to do on favorites. But pretty much all of this is fall-themed for the most part. So it'll be good, but like coffee, I'm liking that kind of thing. I've been addicted to Topo Chico's lately. When I discovered them, I think it was like December 2019 when I like discovered that I like Topo Chico's, because I've hated carbonated stuff for the longest time. When I gave up soda in middle school as like my New Year's resolution and just like never drank it again, really, I ended up hating carbonation because I just like never had it. So it was just kind of painful to drink carbonated stuff. And then, you know, like seltzers came out and kind of drink those, but I'm not crazy about a lot of them. So I tried sparkling water, Topo Chico specifically, from like the glass bottle. I don't know what it is. The glass bottle tastes better than the plastic ones, but most of the time I can only get the plastic ones at HEB, so I have to get them. But the grapefruit, I like waited literally nearly 2 years to try the grapefruit. And I tried it for the first time like a month ago and I was like, I've been missing out, because I love the twist of lime one, but the hint of grapefruit is also really, really good. I like kind of crave one like in the middle of the day, and it's just like a great little way to like, you're drinking basically sparkling water, but it's like being able to have a drink besides plain water without it like being anything too crazy or expensive. Like it's just a Topo Chico. So I've been loving those, and I got so upset yesterday on top of like my mental breakdown. I ordered Chipotle because that's like what I was craving. I literally just get a bowl with like white rice, light black beans, light veggies, guac, and light cheese and corn. So like a very simple bowl, but I get it with chips. And I love having that with a freaking Topo Chico. And I like literally nearly cried yesterday when I realized I didn't have any Topo Chicos left. So I was very upset, but I have been loving them. And if you're in Houston, I went to Segundo Coffee Lab this last week, and it's inside of like a repurposed shipping container. So it's huge, like massive. And it's like a small part of this big shipping container that's like been redone. And I went there to study, forgot my notebook, which is like the one thing I like really needed. So I ended up just doing some of like the virtual like final review on the course instead for like 2 hours while I was there. But I went there and that was like some of the best coffee I've had in my entire life. And I also had a breakfast taco and it was really, really good. And it's really, really cute. Like it's my type of like aesthetic, and it's very open, like because it's an old shipping container and it's in Edo, East Downtown area. So like it's, I think like probably, I mean, a 10-minute drive from like downtown area, but it was so good. I got the La Mexicana latte with oat milk and it was insane. It's like literally just like a cinnamon honey oat milk latte, which like doesn't sound like it could be like that special, but it was so special. It tasted so good. And they have a like their own pumpkin cream cold brew, like Starbucks with the cold foam and everything. And I really want to go there this week and try that, but I might wait until my exam's over. I don't really know yet, but I just wanted to shout them out if anybody's in Houston. And creamers, I've been loving the Planet Oat Vanilla Oat Milk Creamer. I know that's not like a fall one, but I will do that, like a little bit of that in a cup, and then I'll put pumpkin pie spice, which you can get from like Trader Joe's or honestly probably any grocery store, and I'll froth that together and I'll put it in my hot coffee. So it kind of makes its own like pumpkin creamer in a way. I just, something about that creamer like blends so well with my hot coffee and even like the iced coffee when I have it. But it's literally so good. And I actually just bought on HEB. I just placed my curbside pickup order like right before I started recording this. And I was searching to see like what kind of fall creamers they had, because a lot of the time when I try to order one for curbside, it ends up not being available. And I'm like, fingers crossed, hoping and praying that it's available, but it's Chobani oat milk pumpkin spice creamer. And I am so excited to try it because I've tried the Chobani like regular dairy creamer just because the ingredients are like very good. Like there's no gums or anything in it, which I know are like harder for your like body to like process, I think, from what I've read. So I tried them a while ago and I enjoyed them, but I was like, I probably won't buy them again. But then I saw Chobani has like an oat milk one, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I have to try that, especially because it's pumpkin pie spice or whatever, or pumpkin pie flavored. I don't know. So I'm really excited to try that. I will have to update y'all next week if it's good. I just like love trying creamers at home. Like I love that as much as I love like going and getting a coffee somewhere, because, you know, sometimes nothing beats your coffee at home. And right now my favorite Starbucks order, I figured I'd include that. I have been loving getting a brown sugar oat milk shake and espresso with pumpkin cream cold foam and like half the brown sugar syrup, because the pumpkin cream cold foam is like pretty sweet. So I don't like to do like all of the sweetness in the base and in the foam, because it's just a little too much for me. And honestly, when I get that drink without cold foam, I normally get it like half sweet anyways from the brown sugar syrup. And it's literally so good. And normally I love like the pumpkin cream cold brew and it's so good and I love it and everything. But cold brew's just been like messing with my stomach so much lately. Like, so I just like don't drink it as much anymore, specifically like Starbucks. It just like makes me feel really funky, and I don't know why, because it's never been that way before. Like I really will only drink it if I feel like I truly need it. So that's what I've been getting kind of like instead of the pumpkin cream cold brew, and it's really, really good. And sometimes I'll just get the brown sugar oat milk shake and espresso without the cold foam, and instead I just get like a pump of pumpkin and half the brown sugar syrup, if that makes sense. So still doing half the brown sugar syrup, no cold foam, and then I add a pump of pumpkin just to make it like fall-ish. And next, I tried the Trader Joe's pumpkin oat milk. I didn't know that that existed, because when I went to Trader Joe's a couple weeks ago to get like fall things to try, I didn't see it because it's like on the shelf and not in the like cold stuff. So I tried that and it's actually so good because it's not like super sweet or anything, but it's just delicious. Like I will do mainly that with just a splash of like my oat milk creamer, and it's like not as like sugary or sweet as the creamers are, but you can like use more of it. So it's like great for like a latte. I just made some oat pumpkin chocolate chip cookies from Rebecca Lee Health, who I had on the podcast a while ago, but she posted them on Instagram today, and I realized I had all the ingredients. So I was like, oh my gosh, I have to make these. Like, that's exactly what I want. Like, I want something sweet and I want to like bake something. So I made them, and it called for like a tablespoon of any milk. So I used the pumpkin oat milk since I was making pumpkin oat cookies, and they're so good. I had one right before I started recording, but yeah, the pumpkin oat milk, it froths pretty well. But I get my Silk non-dairy, like, heavy whipping cream, and I'll do a little bit of that, like, with a little bit of the pumpkin oat milk from Trader Joe's, and that makes it, like, more of a thick cold foam texture, because frothing it by itself works, but it's not, like, a super dense cold foam like, you know, Starbucks would be. So doing that non-dairy heavy whipping cream, like, really helps thicken it up a bit, and I add some of the pumpkin pie spice in it with the pumpkin oat milk and the non-dairy heavy whipping cream, and then froth it. And that makes like a really good pumpkin cold foam. So I discovered that this week. And I know I mentioned this in an episode a couple weeks ago, but one like food thing, if I could recommend anything to y'all from Trader Joe's to try, get the pumpkin cranberry crisps. I love them. I'm not even like crazy about cranberries, but they're so good. And then eat it with the Trader Joe's cinnamon dusted, I think it's Toscano cheese. I can't remember, but dream combination. I haven't had it in weeks because we've been out of the crackers for weeks and I didn't repurchase them when I went this last week. So I was like, I don't want to make myself sick of it. And I just kind of like want to have it on, you know, like special occasions when I'm like craving like that, or if I'm just like in the fall spirit or mood. I have a little bit of the cheese left, but I don't have like literally any crackers or anything right now. So, and honestly, it doesn't like, it's still really good, but it hits so hard and so different with the pumpkin crisps. So I know someone posted that they tried it because I heard about it in the podcast, and I hope that they ended up liking it because I don't know if it was before or after they tried it. So hopefully they thought it was good, but I personally think it's a great combo. My friend Megan told me about it and I was like, that sounds delightful. I don't even like cheese that much, but I was like, I'm going to try it. And it was amazing. And then next, if you have an HEB and you live in Texas, I've been loving the Texas Heat Trail Mix. They're like these little trail mix packs and it's like, you know, a fun different trail mix. It has like little, I think like honey Cajun peanuts, like little crackers. I'm trying to think of everything that's in it. Maybe like sunflower seeds, like dried edamame. I don't know. I might be like completely butchering it, but just trust me, it's so good. That's been something I've been loving as like a snack, kind of like good brain food during the middle of the day, just for some good protein. And I thought it was going to be like super spicy because like I like spicy stuff, but I don't like love super intense, like really hot things. And it's not, it's like a very subtle kick. So it's perfect. I love it. And next, I have been loving the Trader Joe's Chili Onion Crunch. I've never tried that before. And I bought it when I went to Trader Joe's last week and I put a little bit of it on my avocado toast. Oh my gosh, with my onion salt from Trader Joe's and garlic salt and red pepper flakes with a over easy egg on sourdough. Holy cow. It was freaking insane. And it like took my avocado toast to the next level. And my like stress affects my appetite so much. And I used to eat avocado toast like every single day as like a pre-lunch or like a second breakfast. And I have not really been eating it at all the last few months just because it's one of the things that like my stress has affected where I just don't really think it sounds good and I kind of just have to listen to my body each day and, you know, be like, okay, what can I stomach right now? And half the time I like cannot stomach avocado toast for some reason because maybe it's because I ate it every day for so long and combined with the stress, it just doesn't work for me. But I made it last week and it was like really good to switch up like the taste of it since I was eating the same exact avocado toast like every day for forever. So next, getting into clothes and like accessories, I don't really have that much. But because I haven't pretty much since I moved here up until like this month, like I'm still kind of trying to live by it this month, but I'm like not being like so insanely like strict about it. But I was like pretty much on a kind of hardcore like no spend situation when from like I guess when the end of me moving here in July up until I mean really now I'd say September, it was like the most strict with it. Where, like, even if I liked something and I saw it, I wouldn't, like, buy it. Like, normally I'll, like, contemplate it, and then if I still want it, I'll get it. But, like, I'm like, no, I'm not buying it. I don't need it. And that's probably true with most stuff. But I wasn't really buying anything outside of, you know, like, groceries or skincare. Like, if I ran out of my skincare, that type of thing. Like, I wasn't doing anything extra. And I guess no spend is not what I need to say for that because that's not what that means. But, you know, I was still, like, getting my nails done because that's just something I enjoy doing every, like, 4 or 5 weeks and that kind of thing. But, like, as far as, like, clothes and, like, makeup and that kind of stuff goes, I wasn't really doing anything, I guess. But I saw – I think it was on Instagram. I saw Cotton On post this picture and this girl was wearing a flannel. And I was like, holy cow, that looks like my dream flannel. I love flannels. I always have. Like, they're – a go-to staple in the fall, especially if you live somewhere that's like, you know, it gets kind of chilly, but it's like not cold because you can take it off during the day if it's warmer and then put it back on at night or in the morning. And they're just comfy, you know, and they're cute. And honestly, flannels are something that I think you should just go to a thrift store and get, or at least try to get first. And that's kind of like what I've always tried to do. However, I have been telling myself I was going to go to thrift stores and go to like Home Goods and TJ Maxx here because I know they're probably so much better here than the one I have like at home. I've been telling myself I was going to do that since I moved here and I've yet to do it because I just can't take the time to do it. And when I finished my last exam, I pretty much went straight home and then came back and started studying again. And after this next exam is done, I'm going to have 2 days before I start studying for my next one. So on one of those days, I am promising myself that I'm going to go thrift shopping and I'm going to go to Home Goods and TJ Maxx. But the whole point of me saying all of that is I was holding out on buying any flannels because I knew I could find one at a thrift store. However, I saw this one from Cotton on Instagram and I was like, I just know that that was like for me. And I bought it and y'all, it's like literally, I could like cry thinking about it. It's literally the best flannel I feel like I've ever had. I have one from Urban Outfitters that I love like a lot because it's super soft and it's not like too thick, if that makes sense. This one from Cotton On like literally feels like your dad's flannel like type of vibe. You know what I mean? Where it's like super, it feels like it's already like broken in and worn in and cozy. And I think I got like a large or an extra large in it, but it's like this tan. The base color is like a beige tan. And then it's kind of like a darker brown and like red check. And that like color scheme is like, that's what I wanted. Cause I don't, all of my flannels are like very dark. I feel like, you know, they're like a dark navy blue with like a dark green or a black with like a dark red. Those are the only two like flannels I have. And I saw this one and it's just lighter. And I was like, that literally just screams fall and I want it and I need it now. And, you know, retail therapy kicks in sometimes when you're really stressed. And I was just like, I bought that. So I love it. Like I said, it's from Cotton On and I saw that they have like just a lot of good, like really good basic stuff. And like, I don't even like want to buy like a ton of like trendy fall clothes. Like I just want to go to thrift stores and see if I can like find some good, like basic pieces that I can like make multiple outfits with. You know what I mean? So I saw that flannel and I was like, I can wear that a bajillion times. I literally got it in the mail last week and I've worn it like 3 times. And my favorite way to wear it right now is like with a white tank top, either like an Urban Outfitters seamless tank or like my white Lululemon line tank top, and with like black biker shorts because it's obviously still very hot here. So honestly, it's a little too warm to wear a flannel, but if I'm wearing a tank top and biker shorts, works perfectly fine with like my Air Force One mids. That's like my go-to favorite outfit if I'm like trying to get a little bit more dressed up than an oversized t-shirt and running shorts. I worked with Princess Polly on a YouTube video last week, which I'm super grateful for, and I was so excited about when I got proposed that brand deal. But I tried to like get things that, one, I could like see myself wear. Like I tried to get things that just sort of like embodied a more like mature like wardrobe and just like kind of my post-grad like life. I was like, I want like very like classic, kind of like classy, casual type of stuff, I guess. So I tried to just get more of things that I like don't have, like pants that aren't jeans, you know what I mean? And then like blazers and like coats and everything that I can just like layer with different basic tops or sweaters that'll be super versatile and that I could also like wear to work potentially if I'm ever going to be going in office at any point. So I got the Princess Polly Love Club pants, and y'all, they are literally, they look pretty much just like, a little bit different because they are like, you know, their own style in a way, but material wise and like colors, they're just like those Aritzia pants that are like all over TikTok. I don't even know the name of them, but I think they're like $120, and I know Abercrombie has some, and Abercrombie's are like $100, but you can probably get them on sale at some point. But the Princess Polly ones are like $40 or $50, and they're called the Love Club pants. I have them in like this neutral like off-white beige cream color. And then I have them in a like chocolate brown, and they're beautiful and they fit so good. I got a size 4 for reference, and I'm like normally, I'm more of like a 4 waist and like 6 like thighs and like hip range. So if that helps with sizing, also just recommend reading the reviews. That's what I did to help me figure out my size. But if you want to see what they look like on my last Instagram post, if you're listening to this like right now, or if you just go to the Instagram post where I have Princess Polly tagged, I'm wearing the pants in that picture and literally love them so much. And like I said, just a cheaper alternative to those pants that are all over the internet right now. And I also have been loving, accessory wise, these claw clips. I know that that's like super in, and I've had claw clips for forever because I normally like put my top layer of hair in a claw clip to sort of like pull up my roots for volume when I air dry my hair curly and natural. But I got these from Kitsch, that K-I-T-S-C-H brand, when I went home last weekend when I was in Ulta getting my hair done. And I saw them and they're just like huge. You know what I mean? Like they just, I'm like, wow, I can tell that those fit a lot of hair. And it came in a 2-pack from Ulta and I love them. I've been trying not to put my hair in like the low, tight, like little bun because I know that that's terrible for like breakage and like your ends of your hair. So I've been trying not to do that. But honestly, like if I'm being real, that's how my hair normally is like 5 days out of the week because I just like it on my face when I'm studying, and my curly hair only looks good on day one. It's so annoying. So then like day two through like four or five, like it's either in a hat or it's in a claw clip or a low bun. So I'm trying to get in the habit of putting it in a claw clip instead of the low bun. So that's what I've been trying to do. And speaking of hair, another thing I've been loving my dark hair. At first I was literally like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. It doesn't look like me. I don't know if this is the right idea, like all this stuff, but it's really grown on me and I love it. I really, really do. I just feel like it just feels so much more me and I don't know. I love it. So I've been loving that. And the last little like accessory type of thing I'll mention is my Skinny Confidential ice roller. So expensive for a freaking ice roller, but I wanted to support her because I've been listening to her podcast for forever. So when the Skinny Confidential, Lauren Bostick, if you guys don't listen to that podcast, she came out with the ice roller a while ago and mine had like literally just fallen apart from Amazon. Like it just wouldn't stay in the little holder thing anymore and it just would always break. She came out with it and it's like this heavy duty, and I say heavy duty, like that might sound like a kind of a turnoff from the product, but like, no, it's like a good kind of like sturdy, like not plastic and like, I mean, it is plastic or I know, I think it's actually rubber. I'm not 100% sure. I'm trying to like remember, but it's like always like so cold when I'm holding it. So I can't even like conceptualize what it feels like right now, but it's just very, very good quality. And that is like the best thing in the morning. That's like one that in my morning coffee and like walking my dog in the morning are the three things I look forward to. And then my day is just downhill from there. And that might sound really dark, but like studying literally sucks. So literally ice rolling my face, drinking my coffee and walking my dog are what get me up in the morning. And that ice roller, like it's just because like I wake up and like my face is always puffy and my eyes are always like nearly swollen shut. And it's so annoying. So I always like to just like hold the ice roller over my eyes just to kind of like get it to go down. And it just kind of like wakes my face up. And I like to do it right before I start studying because it's like the best little jolt to start my day. And I've just been loving it. So getting into like lifestyle type of things and that kind of stuff, basically just like things in my life that I'm loving right now. I'm trying to like focus on the positive and not on the negative side of things, but I've actually been really enjoying getting up early and going to bed early. Didn't happen last night and this morning because of the late football game last night, but for like the last like 2 weeks, I've been pretty much waking up anywhere between 5:30 and like 7 at the latest. I pretty much only get up at 5:30 or 5:45 if I am going to a spin class in the morning, which is something I have been loving, but I only do that like once a week just as like a way to get myself out of my apartment and just like something to look forward to during the week. And if I don't do that, then I normally wake up anytime between like 6:30 and 7, and it just depends on what time I got to bed the night before. You know, if I had to like finish editing a YouTube video or something and I didn't get to bed later, then I'll let myself like sleep till like 7-ish. But this week I need to be getting up at like 6 because of my exam being at 8 on Saturday. So I kind of want to be like in the habit of like already being pretty much awake and my mind is like working by 8 o'clock, since that's when I'll be taking my exam. But I've actually like really been enjoying it. Like it's really nice because I feel like it helps me get more done during the day. One, because I'm like getting started at like 8 o'clock instead of like 9:30 at the latest. So getting started at the absolute latest at like 8:15, I obviously like have an entire like morning, and then I take a break like right around like 12:30, eat lunch, take Ella outside for a bit and sort of just kind of like step away and then get started again around like 1:30, and I'll work until dinner, and then I'll do anything I have to do after dinner, wrap up studying or YouTube video, like whatever it is. And I feel like I actually get stuff done instead of like pushing it off when I'm, you know, going to bed early and waking up early. And it's just like a good routine to have right now. Like it's a lot easier for me to stick to, I feel like, because when you don't really have that structure and routine, there's so much variability in your sleep schedule, and you know, like, you're more likely to just stay up late if there's something you want to do, like binge watch a show or something. But like, it helps me set boundaries when I'm have this kind of sleep schedule, if you know what I mean. As far as like workouts go, I've really just been enjoying going to like my one spin class a week. It's honestly just really challenging and great and like something I'm enjoying. And then I haven't really been strength training like much at all. It's like once a week at max. And really I've only been working out probably like 3 times max a week, but that's just because I have been having a hard time like having the energy to do it and get myself to go, just from, you know, being exhausted like mentally. It's like I just want to like chill if I am not studying, and most of the time if I'm not studying, like, I'm having to do other YouTube work or stuff with the podcast. So those free hours, I guess you could say, are few and far between. So during those free hours, I normally like to just like chill out and like watch an episode of a show or something and not really do anything. But I do try to get movement in, because I know it, I always feel a million times better, especially just with my stress and everything, when I actually get myself to do something. So I've just been doing what I feel like doing. Like, if I feel like doing a strength training workout, I'll do it. But a lot of times, you know, it's just like I'll just go and walk on the treadmill for 30, 45 minutes at an incline of like 13 or 14, and, you know, like basically the 12, 330, but I do a higher incline. And I pretty much just do that. And that's kind of what I've been doing. And I've just been enjoying the cardio lately more, I feel like, than the strength training, which is something I never thought I would say. Not like running. I still hate running, but doing spin and doing the walking has just been really beneficial for me lately. And I've just been trying to listen to my body and pretty much just do what, you know, feels best and like what I feel like I have energy for in the moment, instead of like making myself dread something by forcing myself to do it when it's not something I really want to do. And I have also been loving baking and cooking, which is like weird to say, because normally it's something that I don't necessarily look forward to. It's not that I dread it, but it's just kind of like one of those things where it's like, okay, it has to be done, so, you know, like, whatever, I don't put much thought into it. But I normally like plan out the like 5 dinners I'm gonna make at home before I like make my grocery list, and then I make my grocery list, and then I place my curbside order. And I've been like trying out different recipes and just, I don't know, kind of trying to, I guess, find joy in it, because it's something that takes up, you know, time out of my day, and I have to do it anyways. So like, why not make it enjoyable? So like, I've been trying to do different recipes to make it more enjoyable. And I've been like putting on YouTube videos like in the background to like watch. Because before, it's like I was just like cooking, and I was just like sitting there only focusing on cooking and like doing nothing else. And like now, like putting on the YouTube video in the background or something, it makes me look forward to it, because it's like a time to myself where I can like, oh, like I can kind of like do something I enjoy, which is like watch a YouTube video, but I am also cooking, which I have to do anyways. Whereas before, I wasn't really doing anything I enjoy with it. So I've been liking doing that. I don't know. I think something about my stress levels, I feel like I enjoy cooking and baking more when I'm more stressed, which I feel like is not how it normally is with people. I mean, granted, there are definitely days where I'm like, last thing I want to do is cook, and last thing I want to do is make a mess in the kitchen and all that stuff, 100%. But I've actually been just trying to make it enjoyable, since I have to do it anyways. So I've been enjoying that. And last but not least, I thought I would like shout out just like influencers I've been enjoying, because I went through a bit of a break where I just like didn't really consume any content, honestly, like on YouTube, and wasn't really getting like on TikTok or anything like that for a bit over the summer and like when I first moved here. But now that I've been, you know, utilizing that cooking time to like sort of consume content, like, makes me feel better. I thought I'd shout out the influencers that I'm enjoying. So one is Erin Krause, I think it's her last name. Let me double check, because I definitely typed that off of the top of my head, and I don't even know if that's like her last name, so I could be making that up. But I've just been enjoying like content that is either like aspirational, or it's just like an escape, but in like a healthy way. It's an escape. Like, I don't like to like watch like anything too out there and unrealistic, I guess you could say. But Erin is, she kind of like, she's based in Southern California, but she like surfs and she travels a lot and she sees like all these beautiful places, and it's just like so inspiring. It makes me want to travel, and I just like love her YouTube videos and her content. She just has like a very calming like presence, I feel like. So that's why like I love watching her. And I don't know, I haven't found an influencer before that like enjoys surfing and like the water and stuff like I do. So I found her and I was like, oh my gosh, she makes YouTube videos and she has incredible like Instagram content. So I was like, thank God I found her, because I've just been loving her content. So I've been loving her. And then I found With Steffi, like the name Stephanie, but like Steffi, S-T-E-P-H-I-E. And I found her channel when I was looking for an accounting video, I think a while ago, but she works in accounting. And I've been liking watching those videos because it's kind of just like a look into, I don't know, what life is like as in that field, since that's what I'm like going into. So that's just been like, I guess, comforting for me to watch, like to see that somebody else is doing what I aspire to be doing. That's been providing me comfort, and it's also just like realistic, you know what I mean? And she's older than me, so she feels, it just feels like a bigger sister type of vibe, and I like that a lot. And I've also just been enjoying watching Julia and Hunter Havens. Like, I'll like put them on in the background, like when I'm watching or when I'm cooking and stuff like that. And I've just been enjoying their videos because I don't know, I think they like talk about like a lot of like real stuff in their videos, so I appreciate that. And I enjoy listening to like them have conversation with each other, I guess, because they're like a couple. And I just think it's like fun to like listen to, because it's kind of like watching a TV show in a way, but it's just enjoyable. So that's just like what I've been enjoying lately. But that is everything, y'all. I was gonna do books, but I haven't really been reading, just because of like my exams. I just can't even, like, I don't even have energy to do that, as terrible as it sounds at the end of the day. And I'm going to try to be better about that, because I know it's something I love doing deep down, but like I just don't really make time for it, I guess. Like, I'd rather just like lay in bed and like watch a YouTube video right now than read a book before bed. But I know that reading a book is actually like way better for my sleep and everything. But I was reading Colleen Hoover like crazy. When I say like crazy, I literally read two books, but I read two books in like 3 days from her when I finished my last exam, and I absolutely love them. So I guess you can say I've been loving that, but I haven't read any of the books in like a month. But I really want to read Ugly Love next, so I think I'm going to do that. I want to read November 9th too, but I've had some friends say it was good, and then I've had some people tell me like to skip it. So it's one of those that you kind of have to decide for yourself. And there's a couple of other books I really want to read. And then I'm in the middle of the first book in the Court of Thorn and Roses series. And like, the last time I picked it up and read it, it like got a lot more interesting, and like the speed of it picked up, but I haven't picked it up since then, and I need to. And that's like a very like fantasy like type of book and everything. So if you're into that, I recommend it, because like one of my friends recommended it to me. So that's kind of like what I've been reading, what I'm technically reading right now, but I haven't picked up in a while, and that kind of thing. So I wish I had more books to tell y'all as far as what I'm loving, but I don't, unfortunately. But that's everything for this episode. I hope it was like fun, just to give y'all some insight into like what I've been enjoying lately. Just nice and real, because I haven't even had the time to like participate in like a lot of my normal hobbies, because it's like every ounce of free time I have is doing other work or taking care of like weekly type of things that you have to do, you know? So I'm really looking forward to like having my life back, hopefully, at some point. I know that I'm going to be so busy when I work too, and I'm like trying to do YouTube and podcasting. So part of me is like, why am I being so ignorant about it? But I know that like there is a light at the end of the tunnel of this CPA exam journey. So I don't mean to be so negative, but it's just really tough right now, y'all. So I can't like fake it and be like, oh, everything's going great, I'm doing well, you know, I'm studying and it's going great. Like, no, it sucks. So that's just the truth. But hopefully this was just like a fun, lighthearted episode to get y'all into, or I guess give y'all some insight into the things I've been loving. But I hope y'all have an incredible week. And next time I talk to y'all, I will hopefully have one more CPA exam down and hopefully be halfway done. But I hope y'all have a great week. I love y'all. Thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you all next week.